You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Very welcome back to the programme. Now, Ennis Players will host their annual supper theatre from the 19th to 22nd in the O'Ground Hotel. This year they'll present two one-act plays, a comedy and a beautiful piece written by Malachy McKenna. McKenna's Quiet Land tells the story of two elderly neighbours in rural Ireland struggling with the harsh reality of rural isolation and gang crime. Directed by Geraldine Green and featuring Hugh Gallagher as Eamon and Brendan Quinlivan as, what's it, Naishi. This very topical play will touch a chord of many people. I'm joined in studio this morning by director Geraldine Green, by Hugh Gallagher, and by the self-proclaimed star of this particular event.
I'm my own best press agent.
Geraldine, you're all very welcome, by the way. Geraldine, just remind us, Ennis Players, the background, going a long time now and doing great work.
Well, Ennis Players have been entertaining audiences in Ennis, I suppose, since the 1940s, and I don't think there has been a break in production since then. Every year we perform two one-act plays for Supper Theatre in the Old Ground, and then our main production is our three-act one, which we take on the circuit usually, and that we perform in Glore in March with our three-act, which will be Scythe this year. We're looking forward to doing a play by John B. Keane. It isn't something we've done very often, I think only once before in my time anyway.
So this is a busy season.
So this is very busy. Normally we would be on the circuit also, but it didn't work out that we could do that this year. But so on Monday night we have two one-act plays in the Old Ground with Supper. The second play is Interior Designs by Jimmy Chin, a comedy. So the two plays are, I wouldn't say the second play is light-hearted, The Quiet Land, but it is quite humorous. The two elderly farmers know each other very well, and like people who know each other well, they can insult each other, and at the same time there's a lot of harmony between them and a lot of heartache in the play, but fun also. So I think it'll be a very good night's entertainment.
How do you decide on what you're going to put on to ensure that the audience get the best out of it? Of course, the members as well.
Yeah, well, we make mistakes from time to time also, but this year we felt really we would try and be more entertaining in the comedy sense, so the people would come out happy. The Quiet Land is a play I've seen over the last year or two on the circuit, and I felt it was always a beautiful play, and of course very relevant with what's happening at the moment with farmers living in isolated areas, and of course being under threat, I suppose, and and a lot of farmers we feel are desperate and fearsome, living in their homesteads all on their own. Now the play, that makes the play sound very serious, but actually it's quite humorous. So I saw this play, I thought it was a beautiful play, and I really wanted to do it. So
okay, we'll take a clip. So Father Brendan plays Naishi, Hugh Gallagher is Eamon. Brendan, do you want to tell us maybe a small bit about the background? I know Geraldine has done, but a small bit about the background of it.
Well, I suppose the two characters in the play are elderly neighbours, and they know one another very well, and they have a lot of banter between them. Eamon has just come out of hospital, having been the victim of rural crime, and they meet up, and Naishi has a secret or two that he's holding back, and the tension around that builds up during the course of the play. But it's very clear that they have a real good relationship, despite the old banter and the insulting, and it's one of those warm relationships, and while there's a lot of humour in it, there's also a lot of pathos and emotion and feeling in the whole thing as well.
Okay.
Alright. What had Martin to say when he came to see you in the hospital?
Not much. He'd hoped I'd get home soon. Didn't want to be stuck so far in off the road with just you for company.
Did they take much when they robbed you?
Why?
No, why?
They took the bit of money I got for last summer's turf from the cupboard behind the range.
Jesus, that's shocking.
Funny, though. They knew exactly what they were looking for and where it was. Isn't that strange?
I suppose the guards have a few, whatchamacallums, leads.
Leads? Are you joking me? They know as much about what's going on around here as a pig knows about baking a cake. The barracks is shut half the time. Timetable on the wall saying when they're available, just to make sure the thugs know when to terrify us at their leisure.
Oh, the guards knew they were about the place.
Huh?
Paddy Devine saw them driving up the bog lane that day.
Saw who?
The robbers.
They had them balaclava yokes on their faces. Paddy pulled across the lane in the jeep and didn't have the shotgun on the seat. So he phoned the guards on the mobile and says he, I'm here on the bog lane with a gun beside me and a gang with balaclavas is after going down past me in a van. I won't let them drive out, says he, till you get here.
And what did the guards do?
You're not going to believe what he said to him.
Who?
Tierney, the guard. You know him. The redhead, awful young
look. I know him. What did he say?
Says he, and I'm only quoting what Paddy Devine told me, says he, the guard, I mean, not Paddy.
Well, for Jesus' sake, tell me what he said.
Says he, pull your jeep back off that lane immediately and let them go. We know who they are and they're heavily armed.
So he let them go?
He had to. Tierney said if he'd used the gun, tis Paddy he'd be in the wrong.
And then they came to me.
That very same night.
And the guards did nothing?
Well, sure, they're doing their best, I suppose. What can they do? Tis no picnic for them these days either.
That's not my fault, is it?
No, but you're probably safer not keeping money in the house.
That was feck all to take on me a bit of turf money. Why didn't they rob you, I wonder?
What'd make you say that?
Maybe it was you they wanted to rob and they got the wrong house. Sure, everyone knows about your loose floorboard. Communion money probably still there.
There's nothing under my floorboards. Nuala had me put everything in the bank.
Did she now? Well, it's Nuala the cute little whore.
If you're going to talk about my niece like that, I'm going home.
Very good. Lovely stuff. Geraldine, just dates and times and places so everybody, and can they find out more on the Facebook page,
yes,
or whatever?
Of course we have a Facebook page. But we're starting Monday night, the 19th, 8 o'clock, Old Ground Hotel. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Very
Facebook,
good.
Claire Champion. And now Clear FM.
Very good, very good.
Supper and no wash up.
Yes.
Obviously, Hugh and Brendan, you love it, you enjoy it. I know you don't remember the 40s, Brendan, but how long are you involved?
I've been involved after ordination. I came back to Ennis in 94, and I've been involved since 94 with a small little break here and there for different shkites in different parts of the diocese. And it's always one of those things where you can be yourself and be somebody else and enjoy it and let your hair down. What little bit of it is left now, Pat? You're the same age as me. You know the predicament.
You enjoy it, Hugh, as well?
I have done over the years, yeah. I must say, yeah. And this is beautifully written, I feel, and it's very relevant to the times that are in it, and the humour is nice. It's cutting, it's very good. I think.
Very good. Have a wonderful session. Have a wonderful supper theatre, and thank you all for coming in, Father Brendan Quinlivan, Hugh Gallagher, and Director Geraldine Green as well. Have a wonderful break of it. Thank you very much indeed.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.